From Washington, this is the VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has expressed growing concern over increasing fighting in Syria ahead of Wednesday's scheduled proximity talks in Geneva. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, to avoid attacks on fighters covered by a cessation of hostilities, focus instead on militant groups like Islamic State. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura was in Damascus Monday, meeting Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualem ahead of a resumption of those talks, calling them crucially important.
Because we will be focusing in particular on the political transition, on governance, and the constitutional principles. We did raise and discuss the importance of protecting and maintaining and supporting the cessation of hostilities.
The UN envoy also called promising the successful humanitarian airdrops over Deir el-Zor by the World Food Program aimed at 200,000 people in need in besieged areas. UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric Monday said that 3 years after the outbreak of violence in Central African Republic, the biggest killer of children is not bullets, but malnutrition, malaria, respiratory infection, and diarrhea. He said the mortality rate among children under five is now above emergency levels.
The number of hungry people has also doubled from 2015, with half of the people unable to access sufficient food. Aid agencies in the Central African Republic are seeking $531 million this year to help some 1.9 million people in need of their basic food, water, shelter, and sanitation needs.
Meanwhile, the new CAR president, Faustin Archange Touadéra, has named his first cabinet, including both political allies and formal rivals. This is VOA News. In Yemen, a suicide bomber detonated explosives Tuesday near a football stadium in the port city of Aden, killing at least four people. Eight others were wounded. The attack appears to have targeted young men lining up to register for the military. The country's ceasefire is generally holding despite what UN spokesman Dujarric called pockets of violence. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and a Saudi-led Arab coalition trying to drive them out agreed to a truce ahead of another round of UN-sponsored peace talks set for next week in Kuwait. Mark Toners, a U.S. spokesman.
This cessation of hostilities is crucial for the people of Yemen, who have suffered from over a year of fighting and a massive humanitarian crisis, which has resulted in over 80% of the population requiring some form of emergency assistance.
More than 6,200 have been killed in the past 13 months of conflict. A Brazilian congressional committee Monday recommended that President Dilma Rousseff face impeachment for alleged corruption. The panel voted 38-27 in favor of the motion.
O Brasil vive uma situação econômica grave.
One of those voting in favor, Abi Akol of the Social Democracy Party, said Brazil is in a grave economic situation. The country is stalled, he said. The president's seat is empty. The lower house is expected to vote within a week, and political observers say the outcome is too close to call. A two-thirds majority is needed there for a trial in the Senate. A former high-ranking officer in the Global Football Federation, FIFA, has pleaded guilty in U.S. federal court to fraud and conspiracy charges stemming from a wide-ranging FIFA corruption probe. Monday's guilty plea by former Vice President Alfredo Howitt marks the second time in 2 weeks a high-profile Honduran national has formally admitted guilt in the U.S.-led probe. On March 28, former Honduran President Rafael Callejas entered similar pleas in New York, faces a maximum 20-year prison term. China says it's strongly dissatisfied with a statement issued by the group of seven foreign ministers that calls for restraint in the disputed East and South China Seas. A foreign ministry spokesman Tuesday urged G7 members to abide by their promise not to take sides, stop irresponsible words and actions, and make constructive contributions to regional peace and stability. Residents of Sudan's Darfur region have begun voting in a three-day referendum on whether to reunite their five parts into one single region or maintain the status quo. Unified Darfur has been a long-standing demand of ethnic insurgents, but they are boycotting the vote, calling it rigged. The U.S. also expressed concern over the process as long as it is held under the current rules and conditions. It said the outcome cannot be considered credible. Veterinarians in Zimbabwe Monday had to put down a rhino featured on a popular wildlife program after it was shot last week by poachers. The 8-year-old rhino was a female living in Matopo National Park in western Zimbabwe. It was shot and severely wounded, its horns sawn off. Her calf was left unharmed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.